whoever I chance to meet, some old friends on the street. They wonder, how does a man get to be this way? I've always got a smiling face on any time and any place, and every time they ask me why, I just smile and say, you've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. People may try to guess the secret of our happiness, but some of them never learn that it's a simple thing. The secret I'm speaking of is a woman and a man in love, and the answer is in this song that I always sing. 'Cause you've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. So kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. So kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home.
And there, we've kissed an angel good morning. Definitely didn't play that just because it's the shortest song we have in the library, right? Gray here with you. Reality Radio continues on 98Q Country. I'm hanging out with Courtney from the Park Falls Chamber. I'm here with Mary Barrett. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
I'll admit, I don't know who you are.
Taylor Storch.
Taylor, thank you for introducing yourself. Thank you for being here this morning. I got to get my microphone sorted. But we're here looking at the, I've got this, but it's the Flambeau Riders that we're here to talk about today. It was one of those things where, hey, Courtney's on the schedule. Who knows who she's going to bring in or what it's about? Why don't you guys tell me a little bit about Flambeau Riders, and we'll circle back very quickly to what that benefit is. What is there an event coming up here?
I am Mary Barrett, one of the organizers of Flambeau Riders for a benefit we are doing, benefiting the Healing Patriots. So we are doing the benefit on Saturday. We have a $10,000 rifle that was gifted to us.
Whoa.
We are only selling 1,000 of those, and we've done very well with that. We also will have, that will be our first prize. We have a second, third, and fourth coming from Heritage Meats, Fifield Grocery, and Wheelway. We have a ton of baskets, gift certificates that have been donated to us. We will have Double D's food truck up there. Also, Vichy's Pub will be there serving food. We start at noon. We will have 50-50 raffles during the day. We will start our raffles of the baskets at 4 o'clock. Lastly, the gun raffle and big prizes. All the money will be donated to the Healing Patriots, which is a organization for veterans and first responders that are needing a little bit of extra help.
Get them to the outdoors, basically.
Right. Yes. They're taking them to Canada, fishing, and just getting them to relax and enjoy life.
And I think that's something that, and frankly, I don't care what your politics are. I think everybody in this country agrees that veterans deserve as much as we can do for them, and they certainly deserve more than we generally do on average. But before we go too deep and circle that drain, this is one of the efforts by veterans to correct that issue, to bridge that gap. It's a group of veterans that help injured veterans and first responders, like you said, with outdoor expeditions to Canada, to the great outdoors, to the Northwoods. And what a beautiful effort in itself. It's the people who need the help doing the helping for their fellow patriots, their fellow veterans. And like I said, if I had it my way, man, there wouldn't be a homeless veteran. You know, that said, life is a little bit more complicated than that. So we've got to do what we can where we can. And the Flambeau Riders is a UTV ATV club. Now, how did this marriage take place? Do you have members of both groups, perhaps? Or how did these come to your attention?
The gun raffle is what The gifted gun was given to us, so we as a UTV group decided to do this benefit.
Okay.
We have Taylor here that had offered the lure for the place to have it at, so I will let you...
Yeah, if you would please, Taylor, tell us what brings you to the club here.
Bob Warthgau and the riders have been fantastic with including just about every community member in, from Park Falls to Glidden to Iron County. So we're very honored to have them choose us as the location. We are on Gordon Lake in Glidden. We're just very honored to have them choose us. So we're trying to do everything we can for them.
So to back up briefly, Mary, the gun finds its way into your hands. It's phenomenally valuable. I mean, it's not made of pure gold, but anybody who knows anything about firearms knows that, hey, it doesn't look much different, but it costs 10 grand more. You know, that's a thing that happens. So you guys were handed something of immense value, and your reaction to this was, who can we benefit with this?
Yes.
I'm sure you've heard it, but hey, thank you guys as a group for thinking that way. And I've said it about every guest, every organization, every event. We all have to do a little bit more to get the same things that people might have elsewhere. That's what it means to live in the Northwoods and just, yeah, you lean into it. You go, you have a beer on the weekends, and lo and behold, you do it in a way that makes 10 bucks for the fire department. Mm-hmm. Or in this case, a group that, boy, I can't think of a more deserving group of people than veterans who could use a little bit of time in the outdoors. So what's actually taking place at the benefit this weekend? We've got the raffles, we've got the food truck is going to be there. Are there any events outside of the gathering itself, or is it about the camaraderie of the group more than anything?
I believe it's about the camaraderie of the group and getting that community together. And this is a community event, and we're just the host for the riders.
Okay.
So we're just, again, very honored to have them choose us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I mean, it's well, some gratitude is directed your way, too, because it has to happen somewhere. And it might be easy to believe that someone else would step up, but that discounts your own contribution. So thank you for making it possible.
Oh, yes, absolutely. 100%.
And of course, I say that as somebody who has no skin in the game. I haven't done work here, but I know that the group appreciates this because I talk to a lot of organizers from events and just, man, thank goodness for this bar, this pavilion, this committee, you know. It might have been easy to say yes, but it wasn't easy for them to find a yes from you. Again, not to speak on anybody's behalf, but it couldn't happen with you any more than anybody else. So first place is a $10,000 rifle. Do we have some info on what exactly that is? I think I see down here. That is a Winchester Model 1892 European High Grade 4440 with an inlay on the side, I see. That's in 4440 Winchester with a 24-inch barrel, a walnut stock, and a crescent butt plate with a gold border and scroll with buck and doe whitetail in gold. Have you ever seen those pretty lever actions that looks like they shouldn't be taken out of a museum? Well, you might end up owning one. $20 per ticket, and you can get some good food while you're at it too. Brats and hot dogs till 4, then D&D food truck is going to show up at noon, and you guys are doing some 50-50 basket raffles too. Do we have any sneak peeks of what's going into those baskets?
We do have a Yeti cooler. We have a Blackstone grill. We have a weekend stay from Lena's Northern Pines. We have a casino stay. Tons of baskets, hair accessories, pet accessories, a lot of gift certificates. So yeah, something for everyone.
And if you check out the Flambeau Riders Facebook page, they did post some amazing pictures of all those prizes. It's a great way to get a preview on all that. So kind of scope out what you want to put your money towards.
We are going to be selling tickets, 25 for $20. Or a dollar a piece. We will also have, again, the 50-50 every hour. So that brings in a lot of money.
Absolutely. Well, and I'm looking at this, and this looks like a party. This looks like I'm reading a flyer about a party here, and people are going to be winning firearms, and they're going to be eating good food, and it is all going to be giving back to, again, you want me to find the most worthy group of people I can think of? I found them. They're called the Healing Patriots. They're a group of veterans who help injured veterans and first responders with, and this is a quote from a brochure I'm holding here, multi-day outdoor expeditions. And it goes on to say, by spending several days with guests in a natural, non-judgmental setting, we're able to help build trust and camaraderie that allows these people to open up and begin the healing process. There's a lot of there's a lot of thought about how to deal with things like what these people are dealing with. Frankly, there's not enough money in the world to fund the studies we need to find the one true answer that all these people need. And boy, if there's a magic potion out there, I don't think we'll ever find it, human beings being what we are. But we can do more. We can give back. We can do things like benefit the Healing Patriots. And if people are curious, there is a website here for the group, healingpatriots.org. But I'm sitting with a group of three people right now who were given something of immense value and decided, hey, how can we give back? And if I may ask, where did the gun come from? You know, how did this, am I allowed to even, because it sounds like I found Excalibur in the woods and I wanted to know how to benefit the people of the kingdom, you know?
The donor wants to remain anonymous. He just wants to help with this organization. So we are not going to divulge who gave it to us.
All right. Well, donor, you will remain anonymous, but you will not remain unthanked.
Yes.
That is so cool. A Model 1892 Winchester European high grade. Now, European meaning there was an inventory less than 200 of these ever produced, never in the U.S., European market only, exquisitely finished with those gold inlays of the buck and the doe. Yeah, this is a wall hanger, but a functional firearm. It's a Winchester. You know it works. You know it sends rounds down range in that 44-40 caliber. And oh my goodness, this is so pretty. Now, you guys mentioned that the Flambeau Riders have a Facebook page. I imagine people can find a picture of this and a couple other pieces of info about the event there. Flambeau Riders, is that the whole name of the page, do we know? Or what's the actual...
Flambeau Riders UTV Club.
Awesome.
Yep.
Awesome. Well, like everything else these days, it can be found on Facebook. Find the event, find the Facebook page for the Flambeau Riders. But whatever you do, be there. Give back, even if you just pop in, buy a raffle ticket. Do we need to be present to win?
No. Nope, we will get the gifts to you if you are not there.
And there's only 1,000 tickets to be sold for that Winchester, that main event, that $10,000 value rifle. Who knows what the community will be able to give back to Healing Patriots? Well, I've mentioned it to you each individually, but as a group, guys, thank you for doing this. I'm not a veteran, but even I can tell that we've got to be doing more. And so each little thing, I admire it. I admire it as only a guy hanging back on this side of state lines, benefiting from the effort and the sacrifice can do. It's, which is to say, I can't admire this as much as it deserves, but I think as a community, we can maybe do a little to give some back. Exquisitely finished, and there will even be a food truck there. What's not to love? Guys, thank you so much for giving me some time on this one this morning. What have we left out? What needs to be mentioned? Are there any sponsors to thank? Oh, I do see here, Willie Still will be tending the bar, both outside and inside, but who else is going to be contributing a bit here?
We have a ton of sponsors, too many to name. We will make sure we thank them at some point, but we have a lot of sponsors that have really helped us out.
Well, hey, we just had a list of about 85 of them. I bet there's probably some overlap there, but you want to know who contributed to this? Pop up there on the weekend, you know, and it's going, let me, I'm having trouble. I'm losing my, there we go. Drawing June 27th at the Northern Lure. And okay, forgive me. Time and place on this event, please. Where can people go at what time this weekend?
June 27th, Northern Lure starts at noon.
Okay, gotcha. I was looking at what I thought I was, but see, that's the thing. You give me 8 flyers and eventually it's like, you know, the words start losing their meaning a little bit. But this flyer itself will be posted on our website, 98qcountry.com. And for what it's worth, so too will this conversation. I've attempted to navigate the flyer. They've done everything they can to help me. Let me tell you, folks, but check out the flyer for yourself on 98qcountry.com. The $10,000 rifle, a Heritage Meats gift card, a Fifield grocery gift card, and so many more awesome prizes on top of a great time this weekend. You guys, once again, thank you so much, and thank you for doing this.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, too.
Check it all out. The flyer, the conversation, 98qcountry.com. But we continue now through Reality Radio after a word with sponsors. Our final two guests of the week, including the Phillips Area Chamber of Commerce and the Glidden Cardboard Boat Races, coming up after this.